This is the big test match that we have been waiting for the whole year. And the French have been waiting for this one for 2 years. It's the Springboks, the world champions and the rugby championship winners against France, the Six Nations champions who are out for revenge after what happened in that Rugby World Cup quarterfinal 2 years ago. Today, you are going to get a front row seat to the ultimate Springboks France preview. The big one taking place in Paris at the Stade de France. Let's begin by taking a look at the two teams. We'll start with the Springboks, and up front, Buan Fento will start. That's because of the injury to Oxenchair. Then we will have Malcolm Marks at hooker and Thomas du Toit starting at tight end. Eben Etzebeth and Luet de Jager are the two locks, and the loose trio, Captain Siya Kolisi playing his 100th test match. And we're going to have Peter Steph du Toit and Jasper Visser at 7 and 8, respectively. In the back line, we have got Kobus Reinach and Sasha Feinberg and Gome Zulu. That seems to be Dr. Rassie Erasmus's preferred halfback combination these days. In the centres, Damien Dialende and Jesse Creel. Out wide, Kurtley Aronser and Cheslin Colby. And then we have got Damien Willemser at fullback. And if we look at our bomb squad very quickly, it's another one of those interesting hybrid arrangements that Doc has gone for. We have got Johan Grobbelaar, Gerard Steenekamp and Wilco Lowe. That'll be the fresh front row that comes on. We've actually got a fresh tight five that will come on because Ergir Sneeman and Ruan Norkia are also there. Then we've got André Esterhazen, I suppose officially in this sense, given the order of things. He is on the bench as a flank. Of course, we know he can slot in at 12 as well. So in that sense, it is a 6-2 with Grant Williams and Marnie Lebok completing our contingent. One of the great debates of our time, guys, is who is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. It divides opinion and sometimes causes tension, not just amongst friends, but even family members. Now, here's your chance to help select the greatest Springbok team of all time. And this is how. In celebration of 30 years since the Springboks won the Rugby World Cup for the first time, SuperSport is giving you the opportunity to help write the ultimate green and gold legacy. Each week before Springbok Test in 2025, SuperSport is revealing a short list for one position from loose head to fullback. If you head over to the link in the description area below, you can cast your vote. You can just click on the QR code over here I've provided for you on the screen as well. You will also stand a chance to win some amazing Springbok-related prizes. Guys, I'm going to do it, and I strongly encourage you to do it too. Over the next few weeks, we can keep score and compare notes. I'll tell you who I've selected, and perhaps you tell me who you have selected too. The link is in the description area below, and here's the QR code for you to scan. The Springbok Green Team is proudly brought to you by Spur and FNB. Okay, those are our Springboks. Let's take a look now at the French side, and I'm going to ask you to forgive my pronunciations of their names. I didn't study French. My wife actually studied French in high school, and she's going to probably find my pronunciations of these guys' names rather embarrassing. But let's give it a go, starting in the front row. Baptiste Erdossio, Julien Marchand, Régis Montan, Thibaut Flamont, Emmanuel Miafou, Anthony Gelange, Paul Boudinent, Mikael Guillard. That is their pack. Nolan Legarrick and Romain Ntamack are the halfbacks. Louis Bielbeari, Damien Penault and Thomas Ramos are the back three. That's formidable. Gael Ficou will captain the side from inside centre with Pierre-Louis Barassi at outside centre. Then we call it the bomb squad, they call it the Finisseurs. Guillaume Cramont, Jean-Baptiste Gros, Dorian Aldeguerri, Romain Taufifenua, Hugo Aradou, Oscar Jégou. They've gone 6-2, by the way. Maxime Luku is the first of those two, with Nicolas Depouter completing the contingent. Okay, so let's compare the two sides at the moment. From our point of view, it's only really Oxenchair that is missing from the pack. Yes, Buan Venter, this is a massive opportunity for him to see what he can do. And you know what? He's done well previously this year in the Springbok jersey, so I'm not overly concerned. Malcolm is there, Thomas is still there, and it looks like Doc's plan these days is for Thomas to start at tight end, and then Wilco Lowe comes off the bench at a later stage. Now, what's going to happen, I think, is in terms of the tight five, we've got four out of five that we would ordinarily want to have there. If you look at the French, it's the two locks. I'm satisfied that the two locks are fine. But if you look at their front row, it's only Julien Marchand who is actually a standout starter for them. Cyril Baye is not there. The one that I think they're missing the most is actually Winnie Antonio. In my opinion, he was the best tight head at the last Rugby World Cup. So you might say them not having Antonio is similar to us not having Oxenchair. But then we've got two out of three in the front row, whereas they've probably only got one out of three in terms of what Fabien Galthié would consider to be his starting or his best front row. So we've got two out of three, they've only got one out of three. The tight five, if you add the two locks, I think that there it compares favorably. I think that what they've got is probably what they would ordinarily want to go with. Same on our side. And then here's a caveat for you. In terms of the loose trio, there's no doubt we have got our best three starting this test match at the Stade de France. The French, that's not true for them. They've got Jelange there, but there's no Grégory Aldrit, there's no Francois Corr, and I think that that is a massive, massive advantage from our point of view. So just strictly, in terms of like for like, I have to give the edge to the Springboks when it comes to the pack. Again, two out of three up front, you're going to add the locks now. We're looking at four out of five, and then the loose trio, so that makes it seven out of eight that ordinarily Rassie would pick as the starting eight. Whereas Fabien Galthié, I've got one out of three up front, three out of five in the tight five, and four out of eight in terms of the pack. We have the advantage at scrum time, we have the advantage in the lineouts, and we should have the advantage at the breakdown as well. So, and as you know, when we speak about rugby, the old saying is it all starts up front, and this is where we have the advantage. Okay, let's talk a little bit now about the back line from both our point of view and the French point of view. This is very, very interesting that they have chosen to go with Nolan Le Garec and Romain Ntamack. Now, Ntamack, he's one of the best fly halves in the world. I think Sacha Feinberg and Gourmet Zulu has got the potential to become the best fly half in the world. But the problem that we have is that Sacha is still learning. He's still making his way in international rugby. There's no doubt that when he's at his best, he is a magician. And I actually think that this is a masterstroke on the part of Rassie to throw Sacha in there. It's one of the great cauldrons of international rugby, the Stade de France. We're up against a side that is out for revenge. Guys, I can't say this enough. They've been talking about it. They want to prove that what happened in 2023 in the quarterfinal of the Rugby World Cup was a fluke and that we never should have beaten them. Now, Sacha is going to be asked to cope with that kind of pressure. Can he deliver? I personally believe he can. He's going to have the experienced Kubus Reinach on or at nine, and I think that that's going to help. And it's very interesting, if you look at the matchup, Kubus Reinach versus Nolan Le Garec, I won't lie to you, I am surprised that Fabien Galthié chooses Le Garec over Maxime Luku. Now, the truth is that Antoine Dupont is injured, so France's man guard will not be playing in this test match. That's another thing that I think actually helps us, just again psychologically, but also in terms of the crowd. They know that their scrum half, who is on the field, is not really the one that they would prefer to have on the field. The irony is that during the Six Nations, Maxime Luku came onto the field, and I actually thought France looked better with him on the park versus Antoine Dupont. Dupont clearly is a better player than Luku, but almost in terms of what the French want to do, what Galthié wants them to do, Luku seems to be a better link between the pack and the forwards. And that's quite interesting for me then, that he would choose Le Garec as a starter over Luku. So I think we've got the edge there, 9 versus 9. If we're going to go purely on reputation and experience, then you have to give Ntamack the advantage over Sasha. Having said that, as you heard earlier, I think that our pack has got a massive advantage over their pack, and that means that Sasha is more likely to receive front foot ball. He's going to be going forward more often with ball in hand rather than receiving it on the back foot. Not that it's not going to happen, but I believe that more often than not in this test match, Sasha is receiving the ball in a go forward manner. And that's going to help him because we all know what a magician he is when it comes to that sort of stuff. So I'm not actually worried in that sense. If we look at the centers, it's interesting to me that Fiku has been named as their captain, but okay, fine. But then you've got us, Damian Dialendi, Jesse Creel. You talk about experience, you talk about reputation. Both of them are double Rugby World Cup champions. We've got to have the edge in midfield. And out wide and at the back, I actually think there's parity. Yes, Kirtley Orenser is one of the great rugby players in the world, as is Cheslin Kolbe. Damian Willemse, what a beast of a player he is. It's so good to see him back from his injury problems. But now we talk about the French, Louis Bialbiary. What a player that man is. Unbelievable gas he possesses. Damien Penaud, he was the leading try scorer at the last Rugby World Cup. And then you got Thomas Ramos at the back. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. As much as I want to stand here and tell you that we've got the edge over them in every department, the reality is that if Louis Bialbiary, Damien Penaud and Thomas Ramos were South Africans, they would all be Springboks. But you know what? We could flip that around and we could say that if Kirtley Orenser, Cheslin Kolbe and Damian Willemse were French, they would all be national team players for Les Bleus to boot. So I think the back line is actually very evenly matched, the two back lines. But I think because we have the edge up front with the forwards, remember we said 7 out of 8 versus 4 out of 8, I think that that is what is going to help our back line to have the edge over their back line. But make no mistake, this is not going to be an easy one. Okay, guys, so plenty of food for thought there. A couple of facts and stats that we can throw out here. From our point of view, Siya Kolisi, 100 test matches for the Springboks. What an occasion it's going to be for him. Rassie Erasmus, it's his 50th test match in charge of the Springboks. The Springboks, by the way, this is a great fact, by the way, we haven't lost against France at the Stade de France since 2005. It's been 2 decades since Les Bleus last beat us at their famous home ground. Yes, they've beaten us a couple of other times in France, in Toulouse in 2009, for example, and then a couple of years ago they beat us in Marseille, but they haven't actually beaten us at the Stade de France since 2005. Don't forget, we are the world champions. We've won the rugby championship as well, so that makes us the best team in the Southern Hemisphere, obviously the best in the world as well. But they are the Six Nations champions. So in that sense, it's the best from the north against the best from the south. Yes, they have home ground advantage, which I think is something that they could have really been able to lean into if they had the likes of Antonio, Cor, and Aldrit, not to mention DuPont. If those men were all available, I think, and even Cyril Baye for that matter, if these guys were around, I genuinely would be standing here saying, guys, I'm not sure. And I would even have a certain element of fear about what is going to happen in this test match. But I think the fact that they are missing so many significantly what you would call first team regulars, plus the fact that our guys 100% are going to be playing for Siya and they're going to be playing for Rassie because of the occasion of the 100th and 50th test matches respectively. Plus we've got a point to prove, we're the world champions in any event. And I think that what's going to happen here, it's going to be an emotional occasion. We've heard so many times from the French talking about revenge. They want to prove that what happened in 2023 was wrong. They want to show that they are better than us and they're going to come at us with everything that they've got. What helps is that those players that I mentioned earlier will not be on the field. Many of our guys actually played in that quarterfinal in any event, one way or another, either as a starting player or coming off the bench, part of the bomb squad. And I think that the experience that we have, not forgetting as well, something else that we can lean onto is what happened earlier this year in Auckland. We were supposed to go to Eden Park and become the first team since 1994 to actually beat the All Blacks at their holy ground. We failed to do so. I think there was a little bit of mental pressure. I think the boys struggled a little bit with the psychology behind it all. But then we saw what happened the week after that when we bounced back and handed the All Blacks, the All All Blacks their biggest ever hiding on home turf. And I think that that experience, because it's very recent, will help us, and we can channel that, and that is going to help us to block out the noise and to prevent what I believe is going to be a very early onslaught from Fabien Galthié's men. They're going to come at us with everything they've got. If we weather that storm, and I believe we will, we're going to be fine because we've got the better pack, and because our pack is better than theirs, that means our back line, which is very similar to theirs in terms of quality, is going to have better go-forward ball, and that is what is going to give us the edge. And so my prediction for Saturday at the Stade de France in Paris, South Africa 29, France 22. So what do you think? Do you agree with me that the Springboks will see it through? It'll be a case of our calm and our confidence and experience versus their passion? Or do you think it'll go the other way around, in that their passion and their desire for revenge for what happened in 2023 is what will ultimately see them through? Let me know in the comment section down below, and I'll see you next time.